The White House launches three major reforms to the senior executive service today, but the message President Obama delivered to about 3,000 SESers at the Washington Hilton may actually have more long-term meaning than a host of new initiatives. Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller attended the president's speech, here with details and reaction. Jason, what was the message that the president wanted to deliver to these folks at the Hilton today?
Well, I think there's a couple things he wanted to get across. First, keep in mind, this is the first time Obama's, gave a speech to these senior managers, which included not only SESers, but also senior leaders in the scientific and technical occupations, the military and intelligence communities that maybe aren't technically called SESers, but are all in that same senior management level. The president may have come to announce these three SES reforms that we're going to talk about in a little bit, but his message throughout the entire 20-minute speech was clear.
My message here is simple. Thank you. I'd like to come bearing raises and perks. But I can't. But what I can do is tell you how important you are, not just to me, but to the country. Many of you do what you do at extraordinary sacrifice. You could work at a lot of places. You made a decision at some point in your life to serve your country. Your country is stronger because you made that decision. You keep America running. Our airports, our embassies, our financial system. You take care of our troops and their families. You do it without fanfare. In fact, doing your job right often means nobody hears about you. They only report when something goes wrong or when there's a shutdown and suddenly somebody notices, oh, we need that and nobody's doing it. And in recent years, it's gotten more challenging for so many of you. You work under tough circumstances, whether it's sequestration, pay freeze, shutdown, and more importantly, a political climate where folks too often talk down government for cheap applause. So my main message is thank you.
So Obama was the key attraction, the keynote speech, if you will, but the day also included a speech by OPM Director Catherine Archuleta and a panel discussion on leadership featuring the Secretaries of Commerce, Penny Pritzker, and Labor, Thomas Perez, and NASA Administrator Charles Bolden. In many respects, this thank you speech, if you will, from the president was a long time coming. Carol Bonacero is the president of the Senior Executives Association. She says while she's pleased that Obama finally spoke to the SESers, she's not sure why it took so long.
Well, it's been a mystery to me. A friend of mine at Harvard at the Kennedy School always calls it a strategic omission. I mean, I wish he had done it earlier. It certainly would have helped over the bumps we've been through over the past few years. But with the ones we expect ahead, better now than never.
And, of course, what Ms. Bonacero is saying is the Republicans are now in control of the Senate and the House. And, obviously, it's going to just create more tension between the administration and the Congress. Now, part of Obama's thank you speech was also highlighting the work of specific senior executives. One person he highlighted was Gary Penner and the State Department's medical services team. Penner led the team as it transported American aid workers with Ebola to the U.S. for treatment. He also traveled to American embassies in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea to brief government personnel in the region on the steps they should take to stay safe. Another example is Kevin Tokarski. He helped get the stockpile of chemical weapons out of Syria and onto a ship so they'd be taken away and destroyed. Obama says most people have never heard of Kevin's team at the Transportation Department. He goes, that's what happens when you do your job well.
What are the reform efforts, detail them, that the president laid out today?
There's three major initiatives. First is a White House advisor group on senior executive service reform.
And it's going to include leaders from large and small agencies as well as rising leaders. We want to hear from them too. And we also want to make sure you're hearing from your employees. Every year they give feedback through the Federal Employee Survey, but too few of you see it. So starting today, all of you are going to have access to a website where we've assembled that feedback in a way that's clear and easy to read. It's called unlocktalent.gov. It's worth checking out. One of the things that we know in the private sector about continuous improvement is you've got to have the folks right there on the front lines able to make suggestions and know that they're heard. Not simply be rewarded for doing an outstanding job, but to see their ideas implemented in ways that really make a difference. Because most of the time, people get involved in government because they want to make a difference. And there's no greater satisfaction than when you see something that you identified as a better way of doing things implemented.
Now, in a blog post on the Office of Management and Budget's website, Beth Cobert, the Deputy Director for Management at OMB, and Ms. Archuleta, OPM's Director, write that the group will play a key role in improving how the government hires, develops, and retains senior leaders. It will also identify accountability measures for senior leaders and how best to improve management practices across all of the SES. Now, SEA's Bonacero says the advisor group will provide what she calls gut checks for the White House and the program, the SES program, more broadly. A second reform is the White House Leadership Development Program for future senior career executives. Obama says this is the one about helping agencies recruit the next generation of leaders.
Talented civil servants are going to have a chance to rotate through different agencies on high priority assignments, and then they'll bring back their new expertise to their home agency. We want great ideas to have the chance to spread. We want people to get new experiences that re-energize them, reinvigorate them. We want those ideas to cross-pollinate across agencies. We want the next generation of leaders to have the experience of solving problems and building relationships across the government. Because one thing that we have to acknowledge is that our government often statutorily was organized for the needs of the 1930s or 40s or 60s, and too often we get stovepiped at a time when we need people with different skill sets and different agencies to be working together.
Now, Cobert and Archuleta write in their blog post that this first group of these developmental executives, if you will begin their rotations in 2015. And finally, Francis, the third initiative is a new customer service award that's going to recognize efforts by specific people or offices who interact with citizens or improve dramatically how they serve their customers. The end goal is not only to recognize these feds, but identify best practices and then replicate them across the government.
So you had a focus group of about 3,000 people there today who this applies to. What did they tell you about what they thought about the president's remarks?
Well, the reaction to his speech was overwhelmingly positive from about the four or five people I bumped into after the event was over. You know, senior managers that we've talked to quite often that we see that come on your show. And I also spoke with representatives from SEA, from the Federal Managers Association, and a former SES and political appointee, Danny Werfel. But the one common refrain I heard from everybody again and again was the emotion the president spoke with and that created this emotional uplift in the room. Keep in mind, the crowd interrupted Obama at least five times during his speech. He only spoke for 20 minutes, so roughly, you know, every 4 minutes there was this applause. And I think that just showed that people were into the speech. They really took from it. Patricia Niehaus is the president of the FMA. She says the Rotational Assignment Initiative does really hold a lot of promise.
The opportunities that would present to lower-level managers to grow into the SES would just be invaluable. I mean, it's a career path that sometimes tops out for managers because they don't have that breadth of experience. But I think to be able to give our managers that is just an invaluable tool. I think it'll be great if they get it in place and get it working.
Now, SEA's Bonacero says a key piece of the mobility initiative is the fact that those are going to be done on detail. These employees will go to other agencies on detail. She has many agencies, if they just don't have the resources to do this on their own. So having this White House push and having it for a limited number of amount of time actually will make this work better. She says she really does hope these initiatives will inspire the SES and the non-SES managers. I mentioned Danny Werfel earlier. He's a former SES, a former political appointee at OMB, where he was controller, acting deputy director for management, as well as acting commissioner of the IRS. And he recently co-authored a report on the changes needed to really reinvigorate the SES. Now, Werfel says even though there are only about 2 years left in the administration, these initiatives are definitely not short-term projects.
These things transcend administrations. You know, that's the whole purpose. I mean, the folks that are gathered in this room, the SES that are sitting there, and I think the president made this point when he talked about NASA and going to Mars. I mean, this stuff is going to happen when he's gone. And the types of things that he's putting in place, whether it's new opportunities for employees to rotate into new positions, new awards to recognize customer service, these things, whether they're in the exact same incarnation in future administrations, they set a foundation, and I would expect things like that would be repeated and built upon in future administrations.
Now, Werfel left government in March to join the Boston Consulting Group as a director in the public sector practice. He says the president's thank you speech in many ways further validated the work the SES and other managers do every day. He also says it's an important message for those people who don't really pay attention to government to really understand how the federal government and their employees touch them every single day. Werfel says while the White House's support for the SES has been mostly behind the scenes, this speech really did encapsulate much of what the White House has been talking about over the last few years. And he said it was really important to bring this event together, have the president speak at it, and really say this public thank you.